Sigurado ka ba sa iyong nakikita? O baka ikay? Namamalik mata.
Carlo is a computer technician. One day, as he was busy eating lunch, his office line rang. He answered the phone. The call was from a certain Mrs. Armero, saying that she wanted her computer fixed. Carlo interviewed Mrs. Armero about her computer to assess where the problem was. After a few minutes of phone conversation, Carlo told Mrs. Armero that he would be at her house at around 3 in the afternoon. Mrs. Armero gave Carlo her address. Carlo was standing in front of Mrs. Armero's house at exactly 3 p.m. The house looked abandoned and rather old. Carlo knocked and waited for someone to open the door, but no one came out. He tried once again, but still, no one came to the door. He went to the neighbor's house and asked where Mrs. Armero was. Neighbor says, "Mrs. Armero? She has been dead for more than 20 years. She was a hit-and-run victim." "But miss, Mrs. Armero just called our company and said that she wanted her computer fixed," Carlo said. "Well, let me show you the inside of her house if you don't want to believe me," said the neighbor, annoyed. So they went inside the house, which was unlocked, and Carlo was startled at what he saw. There were no furniture inside the house, nothing but dust. Mrs. Armero hardly went out of her house. She was too busy using her computer for burning CDs, the neighbor said. They then went out of the house and they went back at the neighbor's house. "Would you like to have some tea first before you leave?" asked the neighbor. No thanks," Carlo said as he hurriedly left the house. When Carlo got back to their company, it was already 7 in the evening. If Mrs. Armero is dead, then why did she call our company? Carlo was puzzled. The phone rang and Carlo answered it. "Why didn't you fix my computer?" the voice said. He realized who was calling. Mrs. Armero. He put the phone down immediately, freaked out. Suddenly, the lights went out and he saw a figure floating. It was a figure of a woman. She floated near Carlo and started to strangle him. Carlo caught a glimpse of the figure's face and hands as he was struggling. Her face was bloody and her hands were full of wounds. He was about to pass out from lack of oxygen and when he felt his lighter on his pocket. In his desperation to ward off the image, he lit the lighter right on the image's face. It vanished. As soon as the image was gone, the power was restored. Scared, Carlos took out his rosary and prayed for the soul of Mrs. Armero. He assumed that the image was that of his phantom customer. After the incident, Carlo would be startled by the sound of a phone ringing. Though Mrs. Armero hasn't called again, Carlo still couldn't get over his fear. My schoolmate lived in a mansion in New Manila. She'd often tell me about spooky incidents that were happening in their area. Even their house seemed to be haunted. They would often witness their television being suddenly turned on by someone unknown presence. One night, they had to sleep downstairs because of a brownout. They huddled together on the carpet. They left candles burning around them. In the middle of the night, they could see someone going up the stairs. The heavy thud of a pair of feet was heard all over the house. They would also hear devilish laughter. My classmate's Yaya left the family because of this unexplainable phenomena. But what really terrified them was an incident that happened one rainy night. They were on their way home, her dad driving. It was raining hard that night. Big droplets of rain pelted on the car window. My schoolmate, sitting in the back seat, was busy listening to her iPod. Her mom was on the passenger seat. Her dad was concentrating on the road. When they reached their gate, her dad reached for the gate keys, but they were nowhere to be found inside the car. Her dad got out of the car and pressed the doorbell. While waiting for their maid to open the gate, my schoolmate turned off her iPod since the song were all boring. She looked out of the car window and paid attention to their quiet neighborhood. She noticed that all street lights were unlit. That was weird, she thought, but didn't pay attention to it. She turned to look away. She began listening to her iPod once again. As she was listening, she was staring at the mirror on the driver's side. It was really dark outside due to the rain and the absence of light from the lampposts. But something totally freaky caught her attention. She took off her earphones and looked closely at the mirror. Then she saw it. There was a girl about her age, with long black hair partially covering her face. She was dressed in a white gown, and she was moving closer and closer to the mirror. My schoolmate closed her eyes in fright. After a few moments, her curiosity got the better of her, and she opened her eyes and peered at the mirror again. She didn't see the girl this time. She was relieved, thinking that she was imagining what she earlier saw. She looked out at the street once again, but her heart skipped a beat as she came face to face with the girl on the mirror. Her face was very near my classmate's, with only the glass window separating them. The girl's red eyes, flaming with rage and despair, bored in her. My schoolmate screamed and ended into a dead faint. The memory didn't leave her for a few days. She was clearly spooked. The family decided to move out from their house in New Manila and decided to just sell it. Now, they live in Makati, far from where they used to live. They haven't encountered any spooky incidents since then. If you happen to pass by New Manila during nighttime, find the old mansion, dark windows facing the road, with a for sale sign. Stop in front of it and look intently at your side mirror. Just prepare yourself to the image that you might see.
Natunghayan nyo na naman ang mga kwentong kababalaghan na hindi magpapatulog sa iyo tuwing gabi. Kita-kita na naman tayo sa susunod na episode ng Malikmata.